The U.S.-Russia deal grants access to conflict-ravaged areas in urgent need of aid. The two superpowers also promised to work together to defeat Islamist extremist groups Daesh and al-Nusra. 13 million people in Syria are in need of humanitarian support, but aid convoys are routinely blocked. The need for a humanitarian pause has never been greater, Stefan de Mistura, the special envoy for the country, said in an appeal made earlier in the week. De Mistura said he hoped that the political will that led to the understanding is sustained.
Let me be clear. You have been asking me for that. I am ready to say it. The United Nations stands ready to deliver and to do whatever it can to support an early restoration of the cessation of hostilities. It also expects that all parties will facilitate UN efforts to indeed deliver humanitarian assistance to the population in need, including in besieged and hard-to-reach areas, according to our plan of September, which you heard today.
The accord creates a real window of opportunity, which all relevant actors in the region and beyond should seize to put the crisis on a different path, he underscored. A date for the next round of talks has yet to be decided. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.